Hello, and welcome to Dune Reads Goosebumps. I am Dune, and this is part two of The Barking Ghost by R.L. Stine on Dune Reads Goosebumps. I've been waiting for, like, 2 days now for it to start raining. Every weather report says, like, the hourly, next hour, next hour, next hour, and it hasn't started, and now it's 11:40 in the morning, and I'm drinking a Steel Reserve, and the cloud just popped, and it started, and I was like, you know what? Time to read some Goosebumps. It's finally spooky out here. Normally, I give more of an introduction about myself and whatnot and what's going on in my life. However, I need to give a PSA, you guys. So that Jihadi John guy, that ISIS member, which, by the way, ISIS, hecka gay. Am I right? We can all agree on that. Anyway, that was from London that beheaded at least 6 people. They did a thing, and they found his old schoolwork from when he was in London when he was 10. He filled stuff out, and his favorite book, How to Kill a Monster, a Goosebumps book. So I feel like I need to tell all you people that, you know, you guys are into Goosebumps just like Jihadi John. If you're thinking about murdering people, don't. Knock it off. You know? No one wins with murder, okay? It sucks, and I know no one tells you that, and I'm going out on the edge here and stuff. Everyone just talks to you about bullying, right? That's the big issue right now. Bullying's fine, you can bully all you want, but the worst form of bullying is murder. It's just, that's it, that's the pinnacle of bullying, and you guys should knock it off. So that's all, listeners. If you're thinking about killing someone, don't. You know, if you want to talk about something, I was about to say again, talk to an adult. If you want to just shoot the shit and stuff, you can hit me up at Dune on Twitter, or email me at dune@dunereadsgoosebumps.com. Or you can something Instagram, send me a direct Instagram message at Dune_M. Or you can hit up the Facebook at facebook.com/DuneReadsGoosebumps. That's all of them. I nailed it. God, I'm doing a good job remembering those. And thank you to the people that have been interacting with me. I appreciate it. Keeps my spirits up and makes me want to record more. What was I going to say? I don't know. I got nothing to say. Something about bullying and drinking Steel Reserve and stuff. Let's just kick this off in 1 second. Chapter number 20. This is the fourth time I've started this and got a text at the beginning each time. Yeah, 20. I don't get it, Fergie cried in a trembling voice as Dune remembered Fergie was in this book and tried to make more jokes about her peeing her pants on stage. Where are your parents? Where's Mickey? I led her down the hall in the direction of the barking. I told you, I whispered. They can't hear the dogs. I don't know why. No one can hear them but us. We turned into the living room and gasped. Two sets of red eyes glowed in the dark. Ooh, I reached for great-grandma's lamp, but knocked it over. It crashed loudly into the floor. Crash into floor. Seriously, do people actually like Dave Matthews? That was a terrible impression of him, by the way, but still. No one actually does, right? I don't like that music that's not like about like hate. Killing people. The dogs barked. Fergie clutched my shoulder. Her hand trembled. Turn on the lights, please, she pleaded. But before I could reach the switch, the lights snapped on. We spun around and there stood Mom on the stairway glaring down at us. Cooper! Margaret! What on earth are you two doing? That's the mom's new voice, apparently, in part two. It's the dogs, Mom! I cried. See? They're... What dogs? Mom called. I spun around. No glaring red eyes. No dogs. Except for Fergie and me, the room stood empty. The no dogs except for Fergie, when he already addressed that she was ugly and like frumpy looking, is kind of offensive. Yeah? Alright, there's a drinking break here, and I need to, even though it's not noon yet, get a little buzz going, because I need to read Goosebumps. I need my brain to work properly. It's surprisingly hard to read things while trying to think up jokes. You know what I'm saying? Like, this takes effort. Wow, your mom sure was upset, Fergie whispered as we trudged back down the hall to our rooms. But now you believe me, right, Fergie? I asked. You heard the dogs yourself. Fergie nodded. For sure, there were definitely dogs here. Go to sleep, Mom called sternly. Immediately! My little dog is downstairs on his heating blanket and being a jerk because it's kind of cold in San Diego, and by kind of cold, I mean Oh, I just looked at the thermometer from the snake that the girlfriend got that died very quickly. But there's a thermometer in the tank that's still in this room that says 72 degrees. So that's what he's complaining about. It's a little colder downstairs, though. Anyway. Okay, Mom, I called back. I turned to Fergie. We'll check out the woods in the morning, I told her. Those dogs have to be somewhere.
Good idea,
Fergie agreed, making fun of my mom, apparently. See you in the morning. Back in my room, I couldn't fall asleep. All I could think about now was how dark it was, and how Fergie was still a girl, and I could go out over there in that room where she was and just make out with her and stuff, and we couldn't see anything because it's dark, and it would just be fun, and I don't care if she's ugly. All girls are pretty good looking to me. I'm a 12-year-old boy. Back in my room, I couldn't fall asleep. I sat on my bed and tossed a baseball in the air. I watched the numbers slowly click by on my alarm clock. I thought about the dogs. They were definitely here tonight. Fergie had heard them too. But how do they get in and out of my house, I wondered. And how do they vanish into thin air like that? I bet those two questions are related. And why do they keep bothering me? Why? I tossed down the baseball and crept into the hall. I knocked softly on Fergie's door.
It's me, baby. Can I come in?
Either the room or you. Am I right?
What's wrong?
She whispered, opening the door. Listen, I said. I don't think I can wait until tomorrow, I said, pointing at my erection. Let's search for those dogs now. Fergie narrowed her eyes thoughtfully. It might be dangerous, she stammered. I don't give a shit, bitch, I told her. Let's go.
Chapter number 21.
A few minutes later, Fergie and I skulked around the backyard with our flashlights.
Is skulked a word? Let's look it up.
Skulked. Keep out of sight, typically with a sinister or cowardly motive. Don't skulk outside the door like a spy. All right, the don't skulk outside the door like a spy was the example of a sentence. I wasn't just yelling it. No moon tonight, no stars. A chilly mist hung in the air. We both shivered. I wish you would hold me close. I pointed my flashlight at the ground and searched for paw prints. None, as usual. How come they never leave prints? I muttered under my breath. Fergie shrugged, but didn't answer. I could tell she was as scared as I was. She stuck close by my side. The beam of my flashlight fell on the jungle gym. As I stared down at the ground ahead of me, something suddenly grabbed my ankle. Hey! I yelled, tumbling in the dirt. I twisted and squirmed, trying to break free. Help! Fergie rushed over to help. Why was she laughing? What a klutz! You're all tangled up in the lawn sprinkler, she exclaimed. Ah, what a fucking idiot, right? It's not funny, I insisted. I was glad she couldn't see me blush in the darkness. I could have broken my leg or something. Fergie bent down to help free me. Then she stopped. Did you hear that? She asked. Hear what? Listen, idiot. We waited silently in the dark, hardly breathing. Then I heard it too. A soft creaking coming from the house. It sounded like an old door swinging open and shut. I remixed that for you. We carefully made our way toward the sound. To my surprise, we found a small window low to the ground. I'd never noticed that fucking window before. The window was open, swinging back and forth, making that creaking sound. It leads to the basement. That's like a callback to like the third or fourth episode I did, which was a stay out of the basement with a hand that's covered in like plant. It's Swamp Thing's hand opening a door. I said, poking my head in. Do you think this is how the dogs get into the house? Fergie didn't answer me. Fergie? I called. No reply. A chill of fear shot down my back. I spun around in time to see a dark form come charging at me. Startled, I stumbled. The back of my head hit the house with a hard thwack. The dark creature leaped on top of me, pinned me to the ground. A sour smell filled my nostrils as I struggled to get up. Ooh, must have smelled like 1,000 warheads. But I couldn't move. The creature panted, its jaws wide open, hot saliva dripping onto my face. The big dog held me prisoner. What did it plan to do next? Let's finish this talking. All right. Now I'm ready for chapter 22. Good job, Dune.
I was gonna get something else to drink, but chapter 22 is super short. Get off me! I choked out. I reached up both hands and shoved with all my might. All his girly, laffy-taffy arms might. To my surprise, the big dog toppled off. I jumped to my feet, my heart pounding, spinning around. I saw Fergie, trapped, backed up against the house by the other dog. Go home, she cried meekly to the dog. Go home. The dog didn't budge. I picked up a stick. I waved it furiously in front of me to keep those dogs a good distance away. That only works in movies when you have a torch and it's fucking badass as hell. As I approached the animals, Fergie shook her arms wildly at them. They lowered their heads and growled softly. Then one of them came running at me. The stick didn't seem to bother him at all, because it's a stick and dogs like sticks, idiots. Have you ever met a dog before? I lost my balance and crashed into Fergie. Both dogs curled their lips into fierce, ugly snarls. If you want to look what a fierce, ugly snarl looks like, you can look at the artwork I did for this book. And by artwork, I mean, come on, I just photoshopped a picture really quickly, but I held Franklin's face to make that snarl like in the cover of the book. God, I'm so clever. My legs were shaking so hard I could barely stand. Growling and snapping their jaws, the dogs backed Fergie and me against the house. Now what? Fergie cried, grabbing my arm. Good question, I stammered as the dogs lowered their heads and moved closer. The next book I was planning on reading was something about snowmen or snowman. I don't know if there's multiple, but that Paul T. Emailed me about reading and suggested, but I really feel like I should just go ahead and read the one that the man who is currently cutting off people's heads for disagreeing with him, that was his favorite book. We should get into the mind of a killer, am I right? Maybe we'll do that next. And I'll try to do a few more tales to give you goosebumps, since at first people kind of complained, and then people were like, hey, why aren't you reading more of those? And I'm like, I know, right? Chapter number 23. I shut my eyes. I had this crazy idea that if I made them disappear, I'd disappear too. Guess what? It didn't work. I felt a sudden burst of hot, sour dog breath on my face. Then I felt tugging on my sweatpants. This is no time to be thinking about Fergie like that, huh? like he had an erection? I opened my eyes. The dog pulled furiously at my sweats. No biting. No tugging. Sorry, not biting. Tugging. Also, it is kind of hilarious that he has the same fashion sense as me. I'm heavily into the Adidas Tiro Slim Fit track pants. That's what I'm all about. Fergie appeared as confused as I was. The other dog tugged at the hem of her t-shirt. What do they want? Fergie whispered. I don't know, I answered. They're not biting or attacking. Cooper, I think they want us to go with them, Fergie said. That's crazy, I cried, having never watched Lassie. The dog, by the way, Gio and I, on an episode of Dune and Gio Watch Stuff, our podcast where we do movie commentaries and life commentaries and other commentaries, we watched the Lassie movie. It's weird to see the casual homophobia of that time period. The kid from the Lassie movie gets called a faggot. Like, what? And it was like PG and stuff. Some kid's like, hey, what are you doing, faggot? And it's like, what? This is Lassie. Anyway, also, I'm drinking an Anchor Steam beer right now from San Francisco. The old buddy Alex left here, which means they're going to disappear. The dog tugged harder on my sweatpants. I saw this on a Lassie show once. God damn it, R.L. Stein! You knew exactly what I was going to say, and you made me look like an idiot, didn't you? Okay, yes, he acknowledged the Lassie reference as well. Whatever. God damn it. I should edit that out and make myself look like I'm not a retard, but... Nope. I don't think it's crazy, Cooper, Fergie said. Watch.
She stepped forward slowly, and the dog's tail began to wag. See? They want us to go with them. I hesitated. It seemed ridiculous. But when I edged forward, the dog that had been tugging on my pants began wagging its tail too. See? Fergie whispered. Sorry, but I wasn't buying it. I turned and started to run. Cooper, don't! Too late. The big creature took off after me, leaped high, and knocked me to the ground. When I climbed to my feet, he started tugging again. Come on, let's see what they want, Fergie pleaded with me. We don't have much of a choice anyway. They're not going to leave us alone. We followed the dogs through the woods. They stayed close by, never getting too far ahead, and always glancing back. I pointed my flashlight along the path. The dim light didn't help very much at all. I had no idea where we were going. All I knew was that it was very dark out, and we were heading deeper and deeper into the woods. This is just another thing that J.K. Rowling stole from R.L. Stein. This is the scene in Harry Potter where they're going into the Forbidden Wood or Forbidden Forest the first time, and the dude with the head wrap turns out the back of his head was Voldemort. What the fuck? Why do I love those books so much? They're retarded now that I think about it. I hope we can find our way back, I muttered to myself. Then, without warning, the dogs sped up. Their big paws trod heavily on the soft ground. A few seconds later, they began barking and scratching wildly at something between the trees. I lifted my flashlight and aimed it in their direction. In the center of a small clearing stood a broken-down wooden shack. The dogs clawed at the door. When they had pushed it open, they came back for us. They began tugging again, pulling us toward the shack. "What? What is this place?" I cried. "Where are we?" I think they're about to visit the shack of a pedophile that has a great way of dealing with dogs and training them. I don't know, Fergie whispered. I've never seen this shack before. The dogs tugged furiously now. They really wanted us to go in there. What can be inside? I whispered to Fergie. Dune was curious as well. Fergie swallowed hard. I don't know, she whispered back. But I think we're gonna find out. Goosebumps books have absolutely no consistency when it comes to chapter length. They start out with really, really long chapters, and then the end of the book, he just gets frustrated and phones it in, and the chapters shrink to about a quarter, maybe even less, the size of the original chapters. What's up with that? Chapter 24, it's short, just like chapter 25 and 23. Fergie, I don't like this, I whispered. Let's get away from here fast. I felt the dog clamp its jaw tighter on my ankle. Had he understood what I'd said? They're not going to let us get away, Fergie said softly. Snarling and growling, the dogs backed us up against the door to the shack. Whoa! I cried out as the dogs leaped at the side of the shack. I don't believe it, Fergie screamed. The dogs jumped right through the wooden wall. They disappeared inside. That's impossible, Fergie cried. Tell that to the dogs, I murmured. They're using noclip. It's basic cheating. I'd seen them do it before in my own kitchen. They're ghosts or something, Fergie cried. Because the book is called The Barking Ghost, and the dogs are ghosts. And dogs bark. I grabbed her arm. Let's get out of here. Whatever happens, we can't go into the shack. We'd taken only a few steps when the dogs came tearing out through the shack wall. They edged in closer, pressing us up against the shack again. Before we could struggle or try to get away, the dogs rose up on their hind legs. Standing up, they were taller than us. Fergie and I exchanged terrified glances. The dogs staggered forward. Wait, are they still walking? Like that badass dog that has no front arms and just walks on its back legs all the time? Franklin, learn how to do that. The dogs staggered forward, pressing their front paws against our chests. Well, I guess that answers that question. And shoved us backwards into the shack. We screamed as we started to fall. The shack had no floor. We fell, hurtling down, tumbling as we fell. Down, 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 into a deep black hole. A deep black hole that didn't seem to end. I'm going to keep this going, but I'm going to drink some Anchor Steam before. Chapter 25. I landed softly on my feet. I didn't even feel it. Had we suddenly fallen into some kind of well? Or a tunnel dug deep under the shack? I couldn't tell. I took a deep breath and gazed around the heavy blackness. R.I.P. Notorious B.I.G. Fergie, are you okay? I called. My voice came out tiny and shrill. I guess? She replied after a few seconds. Cooper, look! I started to reply that it was too dark to see anything, but then I glimpsed the two pairs of red eyes glaring at us through the darkness. I gasped. Don't move, instructed a dry whisper of a voice. Who are you? I managed to choke out. What do you want? I auto-corrected in my mind, why did your dogs bring us here? And then I read it, and I said, no, it's why did you dog? And then I don't know if it's from the book or the PDF. It doesn't matter.
We are not dogs, the voice growled. We are Devo.
Just kidding, as we are people.
But, I sputtered, silence, the voice commanded. Silence while you are in the changing room.
Uh-oh, they're whipping their dicks out.
The what? I cried. Red eyes flared. Centuries ago, my friend and I had an evil spell cast upon us, the voice continued, ignoring my question. The spell forced us to roam these woods as dogs. Ghost dogs.
Too bad, I muttered.
But what do you want us for?
The dogs snickered. It sounded more like a dry cough than laughter.
You are in the changing room, the voice told us. For nearly 100 years, we have tried to get 2 people in here, and now we have succeeded.
Oh, so they're the 2 dumbest people that have ever gone to those woods. And? I demanded, displaying how dumb I truly was.
We're going to change places with you, the voice said casually.
Excuse me, Fergie cried. You're gonna what?
We will take your places, the voice repeated, and you shall take ours. You will be ghost dogs. You will roam these woods as we did forever.
No way, I cried. I wanted to run. But where? I was surrounded by heavy blackness on all sides. Fergie, I started.
But I heard her gasp, and then I began to feel warm, as if someone covered me with a heavy blanket or I did a pee-pee in my pants. The warmth swept over my body. Simmering heat, as if I were in an oven. Warmer. Warmer until sweat dripped down my face, and I was panting in the heat. I can't stand it anymore, I thought. I'm going to melt. I opened my mouth to scream, but the sounds that escaped my throat weren't mine. In fact, they didn't sound human at all.
Oh my goodness.
Just put my phone on silent. The things I do for you people.
Chapter number 26.
I opened my eyes to the bright sunshine. The woods around me appeared fuzzy. I struggled to focus. I yawned. Then I stretched my entire body and shook myself awake. Yeah, that stretch felt good. I like that R.L. Stine just spent like 10 minutes watching a dog. He's like,
this is what dogs do. They stretch and shake. I've seen dogs before, and that's definitely what they're all about.
I sniffed the air and shook myself again. Wow, something smelled delicious. My stomach growled. I suddenly realized I must be starving. Trying to focus, I took 2 steps and fell on my face. I stood again, feeling unsteady. What's wrong? I wondered. I gazed around the woods. Why were the trees suddenly all black and white?
Or blue and black, or is it yellow and gold or white or something like the...
I truly don't understand that. Obviously, Lucas posted that thing on the Facebook wall for Dune Reads Goosebumps asking me because I'm colorblind, but it's blue and black, right? The dress? I don't even want to record this because 3 weeks from now, it's not going to be irrelevant, thank Christ.
Why was the sky gray? The grass gray? What happened to all the color? Was this a dream? I heard a gruff sound behind me, someone clearing his throat. I turned and saw a black Labrador. I started to cry out, but hoarse barks escaped my throat. Suddenly, I glanced down at my own body, my own fur-covered body. Yeah, welcome to being Italian, asshole. Oh! I dug my front paws into the dirt. I shook myself hard, trying to shake the dog body off, trying to shake it away so I could see my real body, Cooper's body. No one wants the body of a 12-year-old boy. Except for, seems like a lot of lesbians actually want to look like chubby 12-year-old boys. What's that? No one's attracted to that. And as I shook, I jerked my head back and saw a long black tail. My tail. I let out a startled yip. I'm a dog, too, I realized. The ghosts in the changing room weren't kidding around. They changed places with us. Fergie and I are dogs. Fergie whimpered. Is this one of those things just like the Disney Robin Hood movie that just made people into furries? Because I do not get that. Maybe it was Animorphs. I don't like any of that. I just like banging monogamously. Trembling, we both began to trot, our tails hanging between our legs. Fergie's whimpers turned into mournful howls. What was that? Strange. I thought Fergie actually said something. I did say something, she insisted. Well, actually, I thought something. I think we can read each other's thoughts, Cooper. Is that how dogs work? Okay, Fergie, then what am I thinking? You're thinking of that leftover fried liver from last night that your mom put in the fridge, Fergie thought. That's right! We can read each other's minds. Cool until we go through puberty, then horrifying. I licked my lips a few times, thinking about the liver. I loved liver so much. Mom made it for me once a week. Man, did I want that liver now. Then I remembered I had other things to worry about. Fergie, what are we going to do? We're dogs. I can see that, Cooper, she replied, swatting a fly from behind her floppy black ear. Well, we've got to do something, I cried. We can't trot around like this forever. The ghost dogs stole our bodies. They're probably fooling my parents this very minute and fooling around with my dingle. Fergie didn't reply. Instead, she ran around in circles, chasing her tail. Hey, this is fun. Fergie, quit fucking around. We're in major trouble. Okay, okay. I'm sorry. I'm upset about this too, you know. Fergie dropped to the dirt. She buried her snout in her front paws, deep in thought. You know what, Cooper? What? I asked, as I paced back and forth, trying to think of a way to get us out of this mess. Your droopy ears look pretty good now that you're a dog. Fergie, get serious, I growled. Then it hit me. I know, I cried. I know what we can do. We have to drag those ghosts back to the shack and trade places with them again. Oh, sure, Cooper. No problem, Fergie barked. And how do you suppose we do that? Walk up to them and say, excuse me, but can you come back to the shack with us? It'll only be for a second. I stared at Fergie. She had become a dog, but her personality hadn't changed one bit. When I first looked at this page, I thought I could barely see the word bit because that's all that's on the last line, and I thought there was a drinking break, so I'm going to drink here. Because I was looking forward to it. I heard that, she mumbled. I sighed. Well, do you have a better plan? I asked, scratching furiously at my neck. I'm thinking, Fergie answered with a yawn. I'm drinking, Dune answered with an excited grin on his face. I'm really so tired. Maybe after a nap. No naps. We have to do something now. Listen to me. We'll get to my parents to help. All we have to do is convince them that we're the real Cooper and Margaret, and those kids in the house are imposters. And how are we going to do that? Fergie asked. Good question. Real good question.
I mistakenly turned my phone back on vibrate. Now I can't finish this shit. I'm gonna ignore it, but I'm not gonna ignore chapter 27.
Fergie and I trotted through the woods. I sniffed the ground, sniffing the weeds. Yeah, that's how you do it. You sniff those weeds. And so many great smells. We stopped at the edge of the woods behind my house. I heard laughing, shouting voices. Then I saw my parents in the backyard throwing a frisbee around with Fergie and Cooper. those fakes!
I growled with anger. I bared my teeth. Prepared to attack. Whoa! Fergie cried. Cooper, wait. You can't just barge over there and attack them. Fergie was right. That wouldn't solve anything. I watched my dad send the frisbee flying across the yard. I had a strong urge to jump up and go for that frisbee. Because he's a dog now, and dogs like frisbees. Well, Franklin doesn't, but, you know, real dogs do. Oh my god, my phone just keeps vibrating. I want to strangle everything. But I stopped myself. That was no time for playing. Then I had an idea. The greatest idea. The idea of a lifetime. Hitler had an idea like that too, and it didn't work out well. You shouldn't be too excited about ideas that you think are the greatest ones. Come on, I urged Fergie. I began lopping? I think they went looping, but there's only one O. Toward the side of my house. Cooper, where are you going? She asked. I didn't answer. I stopped outside the wall to Mickey's room. This will just take a second, I told Fergie. She read my mind. She knew what I was planning to do. Side by side, we leap through the wall of the house and burst into Mickey's room. He was standing in his underwear, leaning over his dresser, sorting out his t-shirts. He cried out and spun around as Fergie and I started to growl. My brother uttered a short, terrified whimper. He started backing up, his eyes wide with fright. Fergie and I began barking and jumping up on our hind legs. How did you... Mickey stammered. Those were the only words he could choke out. Then he let out another whimper, stumbled past us, and bolted out through the bedroom door. Mommy! Daddy! Help! I heard him scream. Mommy! Daddy! Fergie and I didn't want to miss seeing him run through the yard in his underwear. We trotted through the wall and watched until he disappeared around the garage. Alright, I need to put my phone on vibrate each time I do this, because all I can think about is the fact that my phone just keeps fucking going off and it's driving me insane while I'm trying to record. It's no one's fault. I'm saying that to clear up because I think Gio is one of the three people texting me right now. But it's still like, all I can think of is that. And then, so my mind, I can focus on reading and then trying to make dick jokes. But I can't focus on reading dick jokes and, oh my god, what's going on? Does the girlfriend need a ride home? Is she sick? I can't drive. I am drunk. It's fucking almost 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Did you see his face? I yelped happily. Was that awesome? Man, that was excellent. Wild Stallions, Fergie cheered. Hey, you too, a stern voice called. I turned around. Dad? How'd you get dogs? How did you dogs get in this yard? My father demanded sharply. Come on, out, out! But wait, Dad, it's me, Cooper, I tried to yell, but all that came out of my mouth was woofity woof 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 woof. I should start doing this DMX style, not just reading the word woof. Out, out, Dad repeated angrily. Dad, wait, it's really me. Listen, you've got to listen. Oof, 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 oof. My father armed himself with a broom and waved it wildly at Fergie and me. Out! He cried, shaking the broom at us. What's going on? Mom called from the doorway. Mom, it's me, Cooper! I barked furiously. Oh, Sam, please get rid of those animals. You know I'm allergic to dogs. But Mom! I cried. Can't you tell it's me? Us mixing the two sentences together. Whatever. Please, Sam, call the pound. Those dogs look dangerous. They might have to be put to sleep. Oh, shit. Call the pound. They'll know what to do. I watched in horror as my dad picked up the phone and dialed. Maybe he's just getting pizza. Chapter 28. Fergie and I bolted into the woods as fast as we could. Even as a dog, Fergie ran faster than I did. We hid among the trees and watched my parents and the fake Cooper and fake Fergie toss the frisbee around in the backyard. Is Kesha the fake Fergie? We'll look into that later. The guys from the pound never showed up, but things still looked pretty bad. My parents thought we were stray dogs, and I couldn't tell them who I was. All I could do was bark. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe I could do more than bark. Fergie, I have another idea, I said, wagging my tail. Follow me.
Fergie and I sneaked around the side of the house and stepped through the wall into the living room. I sniffed around and searched for a pen and some paper. I'll write them a note, I explained to Fergie. Mom will definitely recognize my handwriting. More like paw writing or mouth, you know, pen writing. I wish I didn't say that. I found a pen lying on the coffee table next to some notepaper. I tried to lift the pen. It slipped out from under my paw. I couldn't wrap my paw around it. Hey, get a prehensile thumb, asshole. Fergie tried to help me. She nosed the pen in my direction, but I still couldn't pick it up. Impossible. Dogs can't hold pens. I felt so disappointed. I pushed the pen away. Then I ripped the paper to shreds. That's when my dad bursts in. Hey, I thought I told you dogs to beat it. Yeah, whatever, my father yelled. My mother and the two phonies came running into the room. I started barking, trying to communicate with Dad, but that seemed to annoy him even more. Stand up on your hind legs, I instructed Fergie. Maybe he'll think that we're trying to tell him something. I hopped up, trying to balance my back legs, but I wasn't very good at it. I mean, give me a break. I'd only been a dog for a few hours. I toppled over onto my stomach. I must have looked pretty stupid, because everyone started laughing. Weird dogs, the Cooper imposter said. Fergie and I hopped up again, but nobody understood what we were doing. After a while, they grew bored with our little act. Dad picked up the broom again. I probably could have yanked that stupid broom right out of his hands and pinned him to the ground, but what would that prove? Dad chased Fergie and me out the back door and into the woods. Why didn't you run through the wall to show him that you're some sort of special dog? Jesus, water. You're right, I told her when we were safely hidden by the trees. We're going to be dogs for the rest of our lives, but not even real dogs. Ghost dogs! Don't worry, Cooper, Fergie replied, reading my mind. We'll convince them. There's got to be a way to show them who we are. I sighed, then rolled onto my back. If only Gary and Todd were here, they'd know what to do. I rolled back again and suddenly felt hot. Burning hot. I sprang up on all fours. What is it? Fergie cried out. What's wrong? I shook violently from head to tail. Out of control, I couldn't stop shaking. Something had taken over my body.
Chapter 29.
Fleas! I shrieked. There must have been thousands of them, clinging all over my body, and I couldn't reach them. My back, my neck, my pussy in my crack. I cried helplessly, my back. Fergie lifted her front paws and scratched the part of my back I couldn't reach. Higher, I pleaded. Higher, faster, do it, something odd, that's it, flea relief. My ears drooped low. I sighed with relief. Fergie found us a nice spot under a tall birch tree. I stretched out my body and rested my face on my paws. Fergie curled up into a tight ball. It was time to think of another plan. And time to nap. You're speaking my language here, Coop. I couldn't believe how tired I'd suddenly become. The day passed slowly. I think we both dozed off once or twice. Around lunchtime, we ran to the stream in the woods for water. Some fleas still nipped at my skin, and I thought a cool dip in the stream might help. We returned to our spot under the shady birch. Now we were both starving. Maybe we can find some scraps of food at my house in the garbage, I suggested. Yuck! I'm not eating garbage, Fergie wailed like some sort of stuck-up bitch. No way, but she knew we had no choice. We returned to my house and quietly made our way to the side door, where Dad stored the garbage pails. As we sniffed around for some food, Mickey and my parents opened the back door and stepped out into the yard. I'm telling you, Mom, Mickey cried, they're ghost dogs. They walked right through my bedroom wall. They're not normal. Save your jokes for Cooper, my father snapped. Hey, Fergie, maybe Mickey can help us, I suggested, watching my brother. He's the only one who believes we're not normal dogs. Maybe we can find a way to tell him who we are. I feel like my whole voice in this episode is higher pitched. Is that true? Or am I going crazy? Fergie sighed. For sure, she said sarcastically. Then what? Can you see your parents' faces when Mickey tells them the two dogs hanging around their house are really Cooper and Margaret Ferguson? I hung my head.
Cooper and Margaret Ferguson. When we get married, I'll take her name.
I hung my head low. Fergie was right. They'd never believe Mickey either. We have to do something, I said, scratching behind my ear. The fleas are driving me crazy. I can't live like this.
Maybe we can get you a flea collar, Fergie suggested.
All right. I'll just trot into the Main Street drugstore, put $5 in the counter, and ask for a flea collar. Nobody will think that's weird.
I rolled my eyes. If I worked in retail and a dog grabbed something, then put down the amount of money for said thing, I'd be like, you go, dog. And then people would be like, did you just say you go, dog? And I'll be like, yeah, I did, because that's how I talk. I'm Dune, okay?
Fergie snapped at me. Well, excuse me, Cooper. I was only trying to help. Fergie and I spent the rest of the day snapping at each other, getting on each other's nerves. When dinner time rolled around, my stomach rumbled loudly. Then I smelled the most wonderful smell. I raised my nose high in the air and sniffed excitedly. I know that aroma anywhere. Liver. The leftover liver from last night. Come on, I barked to Fergie. I've got to get some of that liver.
Ooh, I gotta get a new liver, too. Pretty soon, I think.
We trotted over to the back door and peered inside. My whole family had gathered around the table, ready to eat.
I'm gonna finish this beer.
Mm-hmm. You're drooling, Fergie said to me in disgust. Gross. Like, I gave a fuck. I couldn't take my eyes off the plate of liver Mom carried to the table. I watched hungrily as she placed a big slab on my father's plate. Then she served some to Mickey. Mickey seemed edgy, nervous. I hoped he was still upset for my little trick this morning. Then, Mom placed a piece of liver on the phony Cooper's plate. He jumped up from his seat. Yuck! He cried out in disgust. I hate liver! Oh my goodness, he's gonna be a dead giveaway! Mom's jaw dropped. Cooper, what are you saying? You love liver! The phony Cooper began to stutter. Did I say I hated it? Just joking, Mom, I love liver. Everyone knows that. Mom stared at him suspiciously. Really, Cooper? You haven't been yourself all day. My eyes widened. This was my chance. Now was the perfect time to show Mom that he wasn't himself. He was a total phony. Just like Holden Caulfield. I'm going in, I told Fergie. I burst through the kitchen door and headed straight for the plate of liver. I'll show Mom who the real Cooper is, I thought happily. The real Cooper who loves liver. She'll know it's me instantly. This has got to work. It's our last chance, I knew. Our only chance.
Hey, this dog's eating liver. I'm sure it's my son secretly.
Because that's what happens, you know what I'm saying?
That shit cray.
Chapter number 30.
Panting excitedly, I charged into the kitchen and leaped onto the table. Mom screamed and dropped the plate of liver onto the floor. In a flash, I bent down and began lapping it up. Delicious.
See, Mom? Look, it's me, your son, Cooper. I yelped in between bites.
Sam, do something. This animal's eating our dinner.
Huh? Animal? No, Mom, it's me, your son.
Look, I love liver. But it was no use. All my mom heard was,
I just feel like I'm doing a bad home improvement impersonation.
Dad shoved his chair away from the table and grabbed a newspaper from the counter. He rolled it up, then swatted my nose. Ow! That hurt. I'll see if the line to the pound is still busy, Mom said, picking up the phone. Try to chase the dogs into the pantry and lock the door. We'll hold them in there until the pound can come get them. The fake Cooper and Margaret helped Dad back us toward the pantry.
Bad dog. Bad!
The phony Margaret shouted. Ow.
She's phony, but she's a genuine cunt.
Good job, Dune. Dad, do you think the pound will use a tranquilizer gun on them?
The phony Cooper asked.
Maybe, Dad replied. I glanced over at Fergie. Tranquilizer guns?
No, thank you.
More like yes, please. That sounds like a good time. Oh, God, there's a drinking break and I don't have a beer. Hold up, everyone. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, bam, bam. Bam, bam, bam. Bam, 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 bam.
Indiana Jones, going on a quest, but the artifact is booze. I'm almost there. Bam, ba, dam, bam. Doon, da, doon. Bam, ba, bam, bam.
I got a beer.
I never ran so fast in all my life. I even ran faster than Fergie. Got any other bright ideas, Fleabag? She asked when we were safely in the woods. I growled at her and turned away. The sun was setting over the trees. The air felt cool. It would be dark soon. Sorry, I had to catch my breath. And thanks for saving some of that liver for me, Fergie snapped. I'm hungry too, you know. I ignored her. I gazed longingly through the trees, through the window of my house, as my mom and dad washed the dishes. I couldn't help myself. I felt so bad. I started whimpering. If only I could be inside my warm, comfortable house right now. In a short while, it would be dark. I didn't want to spend a night in the woods. Think, Cooper, think, I urged myself. There must be a way to get our human bodies back. Whoa, wait a minute, I cried. I just thought of something. Fergie awoke from a nap. What? She asked lazily. We're dogs, right? Right. So we should act like dogs. Fergie narrowed her eyes. Cooper, what are you talking about? I took a deep breath. Okay, listen, I explained. Remember how the ghost dogs got us out to the shack? Fergie nodded. That's what we should do. We should pull those kids back there the way they pulled us. That's what dogs would do. Fergie raised her head. Her ears perked up. Not bad. Not bad at all. Or are they going to convince the kids that convince them? I think they're aware that it's a spooky trap. We're dogs, I continued. We have sharp teeth, right? Very sharp teeth. We'll drag them into the woods and into the changing room. And before you know it, we'll be Cooper and Fergie again. Hey, how weird would it be if Cooper became Fergie and Fergie became Cooper and then they did it? That just adds an extra bit to the disgusting. Fergie bounced up and began panting happily and wagging her tail. Excellent, she cried. Okay, here's the plan. With my paw, I drew a diagram in the dirt. The phonies are here, in the den. We'll walk through the wall and haul them through the kitchen door. It's okay if Mom and Dad follow. We can outrun them. I'm ready. Let's do this, Fergie exclaimed. We trotted to the house. Why did he need to write that down or draw that? That was completely unnecessary. Inside, the fake Cooper and Fergie were watching MTV. That's music television. It's a show or a channel that's dedicated to teenagers getting pregnant. On the den TV, we burst through the den wall and surprised them. Mom! The fake Cooper screamed at the top of his lungs. Dad, help! It's the dogs! Fergie and I moved in on them, snarling as ferociously as we knew how. I clamped on to the fake Cooper's ankle, just as my parents and Mickey burst into the room. I motioned to Fergie to get on with it. In a flash, she leaped on to the phony Fergie and clamped her jaws around her wrist. Then, we tugged. Mom! Dad! Help! The phony Cooper yelled. God, I hate that phony Cooper motherfucker. Mr. Holmes! The phony Fergie cried. Do something! They're attacking us! Mom ran for the broom. But before Dad could swing into action, Fergie and I had already dragged the imposters through the kitchen. I caught a glimpse of Mickey as I tugged. He was hiding in the corner, shaking all over. Too bad I didn't have time to enjoy that picture. Dude, he's cowering in fear and you're trying to turn back into a human. Don't stress about being a jerk. You know what? You're a bully. And bullying is murder or something. I forget what I said at the beginning of this episode. We were out the door now. Everything was working perfectly. Fergie and I would be back to normal in no time. The phonies knew where we were taking them. But there was nothing they could do about it. Fergie and I were too strong, too ferocious, too fast, too furious. Dad, help! The fake Cooper cried again. Don't worry, Dad called out to him. The dogs don't seem to want to hurt you. I think they want us to follow them. Way to go, Dad. A short while later, I spotted the clearing where the old shack stood. It won't be long now, I thought happily. In a few minutes, Fergie and I will walk home with my parents on two legs. No more fleas, no more food from garbage pails. Unfortunately, no more being able to lick my own genitals. Some things are going to be hard. I couldn't wait. We panted wildly as the struggling imposters attempted to break free, but Fergie and I held onto them for dear life, tugging them with all our canine strength, and then, finally, We were there. The old shack. We pushed the phonies up against the door. I released the fake Cooper from my grip for a second. I had no choice. I had to scratch a flea. The phony tried to make a run for it. Cooper, he's getting away! Fergie barked, no way. I barked back. I bounded off after him like Bound 2 by Kanye West and clamped my jaws down on the hem of his shirt. Then I dragged him back to the shack. The fake Fergie screamed with all her might. No, no, not in there! I glared up at her. Hold on, Margaret. I heard Mom call. Don't be afraid. Let's see what the dogs are trying to show us. It was time. Time to make the switch. Now, I yelped. Fergie and I jumped on the imposters and sent them tumbling into the shack. Then we leaped in after them, all four of us down, 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 down into the solid blackness. Once again, I felt dizzy and warm. Warmer, warmer, as if the warm blanket were being pulled over me, and also like the peepee, as Dune previously mentioned. I could feel myself changing, changing in the darkness, in the sweltering heat. I gazed above my head. A glowing shadow hovered over me, a shadow with tiny red eyes. My body shuddered. I began to shake, and all at once I knew something wasn't right. Fergie! I cried out in a harsh whisper. It's not working! Something is wrong! Something is very wrong. Chapter 31! Cooper! My mom cried happily, running toward the shack with outstretched arms. Are you okay? Margaret, what happened in there? Dad called. What happened to the dogs? We're okay. Margaret muttered. It's just an empty shack, that's all. I'm gonna call the pound again as soon as we get home, Mom announced. Those dogs shouldn't be allowed to roam free. They're dangerous. Let's just get out of here, okay? Dad, Cooper said. Wasn't Cooper speaking the first person as in I said it before? Uh-oh. Fergie nodded in agreement. We're okay. Let's go home. What an adventure, Mom sighed. At least it isn't boring up here in our new home, Dad added. For sure. Cooper agreed. Ooh, drinking break. What happened? I asked, rubbing my eyes. I watched my parents walking away from the shack, their arms around two kids. Hey, those kids, I cried. They're not us. The door to the shack opened and two black labs stumbled out in a daze. Their eyes met and they bolted away, barking frantically. What's their problem? I wondered. I watched the dogs disappear into the trees. What's going on? I asked myself, totally confused. I'm not a kid. And I'm not a dog, either. Hey, Fergie. Fergie? Where was she? When she popped up next to me, we both gasped. Oh, fuck. Please. No. Fuck. No. Shit. No. Fuck. No. She wailed, her head cocked to one side, and her little brown nose twitched furiously. Tell me we're not, I begged her. Please, Fergie, tell me we're not. We are, Fergie squeaked. We're chipmunks. Chip and Dale, Rescue Rangers. There's no case too big, no case too small. If you need help, just call Chip and Dale. Yeah, I remember it. I used to love those Nintendo games. We both squeaked and chittered our surprise. Fergie gazed down at her furry little body. How did this happen, Cooper? How did this happen? The woods are filled with chipmunks, I sighed. Two of them must have wandered into the changing room, and we switched with the chipmunks, not the kids, Fergie cried. Her bushy tail thumped furiously on the ground. I examined my tiny black paws. I moved my teeny little fingers. I twitched my button nose. Cute. I was so cute. Now what? Fergie wailed. What do we do now? Hunt for acorns? I suggested. Fergie's beady little eyes squinted into mine. Excuse me? Let's hunt for acorns, I said. I'm starving. The end. I'm Googling chipmunks to see a lifespan, because I know he's like, Goosebumps, the kids don't die. Let's assume they're at least somewhat grown. Damn it. Chipmunk lifespan. Let's see this. 3 years on average. So, average human lives, what, 74, 75 years now? Chipmunks,
3 years. So that is a death sentence, R.L. Stine. It's the same thing as a kid getting AIDS in, like, 87. It's not good. This one's much shorter, and the girlfriend's getting home later than I thought originally, so I'm either going to try to do a couple tales to give you goosebumps, but I kind of want to wait to do those with her, because I like the interactive property, so maybe I'll start in the next book. I should do the Snowman one, because it was suggested. However, I kind of want to do the one that the guy that's murdering journalists and shit for ISIS was into. Do you guys think that's a good idea? I don't know. Anyway, what else is going on? I don't know. I'm Dune. This Dune reads Goosebumps. Gio, you should really do your podcast, the new podcast idea you're talking about. I know you're saying it's not a podcast idea, but I'm saying with the outlets that you have available to you, you should just go with podcast because people don't take unsolicited shit like that. No one knows what I'm talking about. I don't even think Gio will listen this far. Anyway, I'm Dune, and y'all can stay spooky, bitches.